Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Tim Cogshell, Charles Solomon, and Christy Lemire. We start with Night School comedy that co-stars Kevin Hart, Tiffany Haddish, Malcolm D. Lee, the director. Tim?
Well, it's funny, and why wouldn't it be? Tiffany Haddish is funny, Kevin Hart is funny. The thing of it is, it's not so much of a movie as it is a whole bunch of jokes sort of inserted into these scenes. And, you know, everybody does their little stand-up routine. I giggled all the way through it. I can't actually tell you what the movie's about.
I would like an entire movie of just Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish having lunch and laughing and talking about stand-up comedy and acting and the world and whatever occurs to them. Yeah, the supporting cast, they're all stuck in their one-note roles. There's not a lot to this. Yeah.
Night School, rated PG-13 in wide release. The animated comedy Smallfoot is directed by Kerry Kirkpatrick. Charles?
The animated equivalent of a jukebox musical full of things you've seen before in other movies. Pretty forgettable.
Mm. It has kind of a daring premise. It's about totalitarianism.
It's about True the Yeti.
Yes, it's about questioning authority and questioning religion and thinking for yourself. But I wish that the delivery were more exciting.
Well, it is incredibly derivative. But, you know, those jokes were funny the first time I saw them. I heard them in the other movies that they stole them from.
Smallfoot, directed by Kerry Kirkpatrick, who co-wrote it with Clara Serra. It's rated PG in wide release. Robert Redford and what he says will be his last starring performance, The Old Man and the Gun, with Casey Affleck, Danny Glover, Tom Waits, and Sissy Spacek. Christy.
This is a great celebration of just what a movie star Robert Redford is. He's completely charming in this as the most gentlemanly bank robber ever. He has great chemistry with Sissy Spacek. I adored this.
Yeah, loosely based on a true story. If I had my druthers, though, Robert Redford's last acting film would have been All Is Lost.
That
film
was great.
In which he only says one word. He's brilliant.
The Old Man and the Gun, rated PG-13. ArcLight Hollywood and the Landmark West LA, where you can see it. And finally, the documentary Tea with the Dames, directed by Roger Michel. He turns the camera on the great actors Eileen Atkins, Judi Dench, Joan Plowright, and Maggie Smith. Tim?
Over 340 years of acting British brilliance here. It's really so wonderful. Watching these women, getting to know how they know each other and what they've been doing for the last 60 years. Years as dames and ladies.
This could have gone on forever. I would have been so happy watching them bounce off of each other and then seeing all the wonderful archival footage of them in their youth. It's very exciting.
Maybe a reality series.
Oh my gosh.
Where we'd have them every week.
I'll come to this tea. I'll bake the scones. It's just so charming and so much fun.
Tea with the Dames. Again, Maggie Smith, Joan Plowright, Judi Dench, and Eileen Atkins, friends for decades. They meet at Joan Plowright's house and talk about life and their careers. Roger Michel directed the unrated documentary. It's at Lemley's Royal Theater in West L.A. For Christy, Tim, and Charles, I'm Larry Mantle. Have a wonderful weekend from all of us at Film Week.